I know that we actually have a couple different calls, it looks like. Let's go ahead and take one of them. Are you hearing okay now?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Go ahead with your question or comment for Dee McKee, please.
Well, good morning. The first is a comment prediction. The second is a question. The first is about this bridge over the Big Blue River. I say that when it's all said and done, there'll be more said than done. We're probably looking at 10 years out. So maybe I'll be planted up at sunrise by then, never know what happened. But anyway, the second point is, in question, how in the world can anyone construe and try and explain to me that how could this be an advantage to Manhattan? Why should Manhattan get all shook up about this? I don't understand. It's not Manhattan's problem. It's Pottawatomie County's problem. Now, if they want to build a bridge and pay for it, hey, I'm in. But I don't see how in the world it's going to help. Only thing it's going to help is the people that have land along that Marlette area, wherever it ends up going. Nobody knows where it's going to go for sure. That's the only place to be, is their property value to go up because they'll do commercial stuff. But I don't see how it's going to help me one bit.
Well, let me offer consideration. That's probably all I can do. Manhattan is doing a Northern Corridor development. And when we study the driving traffic into your city, it is about 40-some percent of the people live outside of Manhattan. And if they have no way to get in because of emergencies or the unsafe roads, those people who are serving at the university, the gentleman who manages the NBAF plant right now, they all live in Pottawatomie County. If you do not have access, you also don't have the kind of robust city that you want to have. And we will either grow together or fall and fail together, and maybe not fail, but it will be very challenging for people because the military doesn't want growth on the west side of town due to the noise issues, which is part of the studies. And when I referred to the joint land use study, it's military initiated. It comes every few years, and if you don't keep a solid Fort Riley, then you will probably lose for the whole state of Kansas billions of dollars. So it benefits all the people of Manhattan to think collaboratively.
Well, and again, appreciate the call, 537-1350. I thought we had another call, but apparently not. Well, why don't we get it? This obviously is a very emotional issue. Why don't we get into another emotional issue? What a day we're having today. But Dee, I know there's been a lot of interest in the old courthouse, and of course, the last few weeks have been very eventful when it comes to that. And I'll let you kind of explain where you're coming from. As you say, you're only one commissioner out of the three, but just some of your thoughts of what's going on with that old courthouse.
Let me give you background that I have done a five-story building in Dodge City that was on the Federal Historical Register, so it's not my first rodeo about that. Second is I have studied facility planning when I was a school administrator and looked at some of the things that need to change, and that gives me some experience. The people who want that courthouse to stay are tied to it emotionally, and it's very strong and it's very valid. Grandma helped build it, or so-and-so saw their first election there or something else. And I don't discount the value of the emotion, but at this point, we have had an engineering firm look at the building in light of its current condition. And I have right here beside me the resolution that was done 57 years ago, and I just, it says, very simply, we're going to tear it down, and it's a resolution that was passed and published. It is not something that was set just by motion, but it is a county resolution that those commissioners, and for 57 years, no set of commissioners has said that, boy, this building has, you know, real potential for the county. When we did the planning, and I've told the committee this, one of the things that if it was going to function at all, it had to be flexible for us to modify it to make it work. And it had to be functional in terms of the budget. And that was in conversations we had with that group of people. They went ahead and moved on to put it on the historical register. And that makes a whole lot more work. And I looked at some of the regulations. They say, well, we're going to be able to get 501c3 money, or we're going to get tax credits. If I give tax credits for that, something else doesn't get the taxes. So it is a choice that I have to look at under a tax lid that makes it difficult. The building itself is constructed with stone vaults that hold up the second floor. They're arched vaults, and you can't open the space without that. And I was trying to find a way to make that possible, but It will have to steel frame probably the whole building, according to the architects and the engineers that looked at it. So when we come to this point of what are we going to do, then the use of that courthouse for what we need will cost us an additional $1.5 million. And the proximity of that building to where we need to be to use 3,000 square foot in the basement of the new Justice Center and not rebuild that basement adds another cost. If we do the courthouse, then we have to buy land for what will, I mean, just keep it as a monument. Then we have to buy land for a new, some kind of new facility. It's actually in this resolution that they funded that and built the courthouse with what basically was put in that 57-year-ago resolution. It is complicated. I don't deny that they have great feelings for that building, but I cannot impose on all the rest of the taxpayers. And I've had calls from people, and we had a gentleman come in from Fostoria yesterday and said, blast it. People in my neighborhood will say, blast it. But they don't stand up and do a petition. It's not their passion. They have better things to do about Christmas shopping or whatever else. So it is a conversation, but it is going to be very difficult. All three of us commissioners voted to not ask that it be on the Federal Historical Register. We had a conversation with their person. He said they'll probably just table it. Some of the people who presented were friends of people that were on the Historical Society, and they went ahead. We're going to survive it, but I just think that the additional cost is a real problem. Even though the building is interesting, it is not what we need right now, and it's more expensive than we have. So I'm abbreviating a lot of things, but we'll do the studies and we'll document what it is, and then we'll talk about what we should do next. Our plan is not to do it in the next few moments because we have a five-year facility plan, and that's what initiated their concerns. And we got to work through it. But I am not going to raise the taxes for the people on a building that is going to be just a building unless we can figure out revenue for it, and that nobody's come forward with that yet. They're going to have to put $1.5 million in it, too, no matter who privately wants to do it.
Well, you've been kind enough to go over some really tough issues today, Dee, and I do appreciate that. I know the county's doing a lot of other things, too, continued growth, and, you know, just I know we're basically out of time, but anything else you're wanting to highlight today? I know you had updates with health care, and you went to the KAC meeting recently, Kansas Association of Counties. Just anything else you're wanting to highlight?
Well, I don't expect to be right on everything, so everybody can kind of enjoy the fact that nobody is. You look at all this mixed data and all the processes, and I guess I'm highlighting for the people who live in all of the county, there will be meetings on planning for the county coming up that you will be invited for input or feedback on. And if you have thoughts about what ought to happen, it's a good time to come and bring those in. That may be online. I don't know how the person who's doing this evaluations we'll do it, and we're looking at the joint land use study for Blue Township, which was put into the plan. And there's things about zoning and growth and commercial residential placement that we have to deal with, all the utilities and where are they going to be. Will we have fiber optics that's adequate to let us grow, you know, and really survive with flourish with home businesses and so on? Right now, mine cuts out every time. Yesterday evening, I'm not very happy with my service, and I don't know if anybody in my neighborhood is, because we get dropped all the time. We'll be talking about recreation in that plan, and a lot of people have come to me and say, you know, we need bikes and trails and so on, and we'll see where that fits, but it all has to mesh together within the budget, or at least reasonable budget. The last thing I'll say is I talked to the county appraiser yesterday, and if you got taxes and you feel like they're not right, you have the right to file the protest when you pay your taxes. You have to pay them now. Your protest earlier could have done it without paying taxes. But at this point, you can do that. It is not likely because some of the increases were because of the school. We're in USD 383, and they increased several mills, and then they got the state money anyway. So it's kind of an interesting piece. But they see that tax statement, and they don't read it right about where the money goes. It isn't all to the county. We are the collection agency, and many times people will come in and say, you have all this money in reserve. We are also the distribution agency. We hold it until there's time to distribute. So the money that the county has is not always all ours. It's obligated.
lot involved when it comes to being a commissioner.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm good at it. That's what I say sometimes. I had the intelligence to file for this. You should know I'm not smart enough to do a lot of other things. It's fun. I try to do the challenge best, and I pray a lot.
There you go. Well, do appreciate you stopping by today. Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee with us. We're going to go ahead and go to a break. Dr. Stephen Higgs, and he's Director of Biosecurity Research Institute at Kansas State University. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. They're